Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Seven head, a 611-pound steers at 414. Now, when we look at like those head drafts over 20 head, that would be a new record for the state. We haven't had anything so in that lot size at that mark yet. So that was a new mark for us to break this week. If we look at the heifer side, Kingsville had a real stick out draft of some light featherweight heifers, 42 head, 414 pounds at 490. And then some light five-weight heifers. This was way down in southeast Missouri, down almost in the Boot Hill. They sold 100 head of home-raised heifers, 531 pounds at 389.
Thanks, Tony. According to the USDA's weekly feeder pig report, early weaned pigs were steady and feeder pigs were mostly $6 lower. Demand was moderate for moderate offerings. The weighted average for all early weaned pigs was 56.76, and the weighted average for all feeder pigs was 76.44. For John Perkins, I'm Callan Havikin on Brown.
You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. It's time for a news update brought to you by Prem Meats, your upscale meat retail meat market with two locations to serve you even better in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, a meat processing grocery, heat and eat, cheese, gifts, catering, liquor, wine and beer company, and by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment service and support. From field to finish, they've got you covered. Discover the taste of quality at Prem Meats, your go-to meat processing facility and retail market in Spring Green. Their state-approved facility offers an incredible selection of beef, pork, chicken, and seafood, all at unbeatable prices. Plus, most of their products feature perfected recipes, so you'll keep coming back for more. Don't miss out on fresh take-and-bake pizzas. With locations in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, they also specialize in turning your venison into mouth-watering treats. Prem Meats and Catering, where big savings meet exceptional flavor. Visit them today.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. We'll be paying a lot more next year for health insurance. That from research group KFF, which cites multiple causes.
One, you have insurers saying that they're going to increase these premiums. The average monthly premium could increase by about 15%. You also have the expiration of those enhanced subsidies under the Affordable Care Act.
ABC's Karen Travers. The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department has identified three deputies killed in the explosion at their training facility. Detective Joshua Kelly Eklund, Detective Victor Lemus, and Detective William Osborne. The department's searching the home where the possible device that exploded may have come from. In a complex prisoner exchange, 10 Americans held in Venezuela freed in exchange for the release of more than 250 Venezuelan migrants deported from the U.S. and who were imprisoned in El Salvador. The Justice Department formally requesting Friday the unsealing of grand jury records tied to the federal investigation into Jeffrey Epstein, according to a court filing. This is ABC News. Construction on a new enclosed stadium for the Tennessee Titans in Nashville was halted after a noose was found at the construction site. It'll be up to a judge in California to decide if lawsuits against Meta and Activision from families of the Uvalde massacre can proceed. A 46-year-old Southern California man is facing charges of impersonating a firefighter after police say they found a fire truck and other gear at his home. ABC's Kevin Ozebeck.
Records show that fire truck belongs to Santa Muerte Fire Department, a fire department that police say does not exist.
In this particular case, he's the subject of a multi-agency investigation that includes him creating a fake fire department.
That 1980s fire truck was found with charred marks and ash.
Steve Farzam is facing a slew of other charges, including discharging a laser at an aircraft, assault, perjury, and more. He pleaded not guilty at arraignment. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Summer's in full swing, and so are the postseason Kinsey Planter deals at Johnson Tractor. All July, you can lock in special pricing while the sun's high and inventory lasts. Upgrade your operation now, beat the rush, and get expert help from the team every step of the way. Make the summer count. Visit Johnson Tractor or browse Kinsey Planters online. The best deals of the year are waiting, but only through July.
Johnson Tractor, from land to lawn.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we're tracking some strong thunderstorms rumbling down through northern Iowa. They're tracking southeast, and it looks like the core of them will stay off to the southwest of our area, so it looks like we may escape any damaging weather this morning. But still some showers passing through, maybe a clap of thunder, and a couple more showers could pop up this afternoon, although the main threat of severe weather this afternoon will be from Illinois over toward lower Michigan. We do expect humid air today, less humid conditions tomorrow and Monday as high pressure settles in from the northwest. And then that humidity will return by Tuesday and Wednesday. That's when our chances of thunderstorms will also be on the increase, and that could stick with us into the end of the week. Here's your forecast for today. Generally cloudy and humid. Scattered showers and a few thunderstorms this morning. There might be some peaks of sun later this afternoon with isolated showers. High temperature close to 80. South wind about 10 miles an hour becoming northwest. Partly cloudy tonight, low at 62, and tomorrow partly sunny with small chances of showers in the far southern part of the region, high near 79, northeast to east wind up to 10. Sunday night, partly cloudy, low in the upper 50s, and Monday partly cloudy and seasonal, high close to 82, slight chance of a shower coming up Monday night. Heading into Tuesday, variably cloudy and muggy, spotty showers or storms are possible, low in the mid-60s with a high near 85. Wednesday, hot and humid, partly sunny with a 30% chance of scattered storms, low about 71 with a high near 90. Thursday, warm and muggy with a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, low 71 with a high of 83. Friday, partly sunny, small chance of rain late, low in the mid-60s, high near 84. Have yourself a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
We have currently moved up to 69 following our morning low of 63 and yesterday's high of 80. No precipitation to report today, none to report yesterday either. As mentioned, our morning low so far, and probably where we're going to settle in at, 63. The record high in 1974, 98. The record low, 46, from 1958. 1 year ago, 80 the high, 54 the low. Sun will rise today at 8:30, set today at 8:37. Sunrise tomorrow morning at 5:39. A northwest wind about 2 miles per hour. The barometric pressure's at 29.96. And as mentioned, no precipitation to report the last couple of days. Cloudy skies following a low of 63. We're up to 69 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. Time to take a look at sports, brought to you by Napa Auto Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center, stocking filters, wipers, batteries, oil, brakes, and more.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
Good morning. With a look at sports on WRCO-FM, I'm Adam Hess. On Monday, July 21st, the Simon Shark swim team will make their first trip in over a decade to Shoalsburg and will return to Simon's Recreation Complex Wednesday for their last home meet of the season. At the home meet, the Sharks will be hosting their annual Baby Shark Race, where younger siblings of current swimmers get their chance to swim a race at Simon's Recreation Complex. Quinn Priester outpitched Tyler Glasnow in L.A. for six innings. Caleb Durbin homered and drove in both runs. And the Milwaukee Brewers beat the Los Angeles Dodgers last night 2-0 for their eighth straight win. The Brewers have now equaled their longest winning streak of the season, which was from May 25th through June 2nd. They continued their dominance over the NL West leaders, having outscored them 15-4 during a three-game sweep in Milwaukee a week ago. Priester allowed three hits and struck out a season-high 10 on just 77 pitches. He struck out the side in the first and the fifth. All-star closer Trevor Megill worked the ninth for his 22nd save. Other big league finals as teams come back from the All-Star break. The Cubs beat Boston 4-1. The Chi Sox down Pittsburgh 10-1. LA 6, Philly 5. It was a win for Cleveland over the Athletics 8-6. Toronto shut out San Fran 4-0. It took 10 innings, Miami to get by Kansas City 8-7. Atlanta down the Yankees 7-3. Tampa Bay beat up Baltimore 11-1. Texas shut out Detroit 2-0. Colorado 2 better than Minnesota 6-4. Seattle over Houston 6-1. And Arizona down St. Louis 7-3. Hometown baseball action from last night. It was Cazenovia over Dodgeville 7-2. Monona down Sun Prairie 1-0. And Reedsburg beat up Black Earth 13-4. Time right now for your updated weekend forecast for Southwest Wisconsin from WRCO-FM meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Cloudy and humid today, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the morning. Peaks of sun, isolated showers again in the afternoon with a high right around 80. For tonight, partly cloudy will drop down to 62. Sunday, partly sunny with a small chance of showers far south with a high of 79. Sunday night, partly cloudy, 58. Monday, partly cloudy and seasonal, a slight chance of a shower overnight, daytime high at 82. Variably cloudy and muggy again on Tuesday, spotty showers or storms possible, a high of 85. Wednesday, definitely the hottest day of the week, hot, humid, partly sunny, and a slight chance of showers with a high near 90. We pull back to 83 on Thursday. You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Funny how I've been trying.
So here's kind of a smack to the side of the head. That song was released 23 years ago. Man, how is that possible? Sarah Evans, I Keep Looking. Your Wurtz floor and home thermometer checking in at 69. That following our low of 63, we have cloudy skies. Maybe some light rain, some storms heading our way. We'll keep you informed. Shouldn't be too severe, though. That's what Tony says.
I want to tell you all a story about a Harper Valley widowed wife who had a teenage daughter who attended Harper Valley Junior High. And didn't even stop to play. And she said, Mama got a note here from the Harper Valley PTA. Well, the note said, Mrs. Johnson, you're wearing your dress is way too high. It's reported you've been drinking and are running round with men and going wild. You ought to be bringing up your little girl this way. And it was signed by the secretary, Harper Valley PTA. Well, it happened that the PTA was gonna meet that very afternoon. And they were sure surprised when Mrs. Johnson wore her mini skirt into the room. She walked up to the blackboard, I can still recall the words she had to say. She said, I'd like to address this meeting of the Harper Valley PTA. Well, there's Bobby Taylor sitting there, and seven times he's asked me for a date. And Mrs. Taylor sure seems to use a lot of ice whenever he's away. Jones be told to keep her when the shades are pulled completely down. Well, Mr. Harper couldn't be here cause he stayed too long at Kelly's bar again. And if you'll smell Shirley Thompson's breath, you'll find she's had a little nip of gin. And then you have the nerve to tell me you think that as a mother I'm not fit. Just a little Peyton Place and you're all Harper Valley hypocrites. No, I wouldn't put you on because it really did, it happened just this way. The day my mama socked it to the Harper Valley PTA.
Hi, it's me, Flo, here to tell you that with the Progressive Home and Auto Bundle, you get 24/7 protection, so you're covered no matter where the day takes you.
Even I added too much water to the pizza dough day?
Yep.
How about getting a call from my daughter to pick her up at the airport because her boyfriend is unreliable day?
Especially that day.
What about finding out that one of my pipes suddenly burst in my basement day?
Progressive has every day covered 24/7 with a Home and Auto Bundle. Also, you have a lot of bad days.
Oh no, that was all the same day.
At least you're covered with Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Bailey Paint and Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry, but that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib. That's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified Black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await.
Auction specialist Mineral Point LLC invites you to a huge estate auction for the David Anderson Estate, Saturday, July 19th at 9 a.m., located at 3027 Sandhill Road, Boscobel, Wisconsin, just 5 miles north of Fenimore or 5 miles south of Boscobel on Highway 61, then east on County T. Watch for the signs. This massive sale includes a classic AC D17 tractor, manure spreader, corn sheller, trailers, and more, Cub Cadet Zero Turn Mower, Yardman push mowers and chainsaws, shop equipment, fencing supplies, antiques, toys, household goods, and over 20 long guns and rifles, plus collectible toys, sandbox items, oak furniture, tools, signs, and more. Lunch and restrooms on site. Come prepared to spend the day. For a full listing, visit auction specialist mineralpoint.com or call today. That's this Saturday, July 19th at 9 a.m. You don't want to miss it.
WRCO Studios is proudly brought to you by Meyer Oil and LP, your reliable source for fuel delivery since 1956.
Well, our Woodman meteorologist called and said we may be getting some thunder moving our way. We have it, plus some light rain. 1/100 of an inch so far.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride. With sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25. But I am still alive.
I was a sailor. I was born upon the tide. With the sea I did abide. I sailed a schooner around the Horn of Mexico. I went aloft and furled the mainsail in a blow. And when the yards broke off, they said that I got killed. But I'm living still. I was a dam builder across a river deep and wide, where steel and water did collide. A place called Boulder on the Wild Colorado. I slipped and fell into the wet concrete below. They buried me in that great tomb that knows no sound.
but I'm still around. I'll always be around and around and around. Fly a starship across the universe divide, and when I reach the other side, I'll find a place to rest my spirit if I can. Perhaps I may become a highwayman again. I'll be back again and again and again and again and again and again.
Well, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder, watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night, it's such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face, taste the rain on my lips, in the moonlight shadows. Showers wash all my cares away. I wake up to a sunny day, 'cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. Ooh, ooh. I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder, watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night, it's such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face, taste the rain on my lips, in the moonlight shadows. Puts a song in this heart of mine, puts a smile on my face every time, 'cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night.
Good morning at 6:30. We're at 69 degrees with light rain in the area. Cloudy and humid, scattered showers and thunderstorms this morning, then partly sunny. Maybe a storm again in the afternoon with a high of 80. 62 tonight,
Chance of showers south tomorrow, partly sunny and pleasant with a high of 79. The morning low 63, cloudy skies, some rumbles of thunder, and we're at 69.
Summer means cookouts, vacations, and backyard ball games. But in the middle of all the fun, don't forget to call Meyer Oil and LP for your summer propane fill. Now's the time to take advantage of lower seasonal prices. If you're thinking about switching fuel providers, give Meyer Oil and LP a call. They offer reliable service, flexible delivery, and competitive pricing you can count on. Proudly serving the area at 608-524-3914. Fuel your summer the smart way.
Good morning with a look at news on WRCO-FM. I'm Adam Hess. The Richland County Sheriff's Department reports a fatal crash occurred Friday night, July 11th. At approximately 6:45 p.m., the Richland County Dispatch received a call about a single vehicle rollover with entrapment. Deputies of the Richland County Sheriff's Office responded, along with Lone Rock EMS and the Lone Rock Fire Department. The vehicle had been traveling westbound on U.S. Highway 14 when it crossed the center line, left the roadway, and rolled in the ditch. The driver and the only occupant in the vehicle, Donald Foster, 47 of Lone Rock, was found trapped under the driver's side of the vehicle. Life-saving attempts were started by bystanders and the Richland County Sheriff's Office. Foster was transported by Lone Rock EMS to the hospital while life-saving attempts continued. Donald Foster was later pronounced dead at the Richland Hospital. Alcohol and road conditions due to heavy rain are believed to be factors in the crash. The incident is still under investigation by the Richland County Sheriff's Office. The Wisconsin Department of Safety and Professional Services has announced the distribution of over $36 million to fire departments across the state. The funding comes from the 2% Fire Dues Program, which requires insurers to pay 2% of the premiums they collect to the state for distribution to professional, volunteer, and hybrid fire departments. This year's funding through the program increased by nearly 12%. Fire departments use the money they receive for things like equipment, fire prevention programming, and crew training. Attorney General Josh Call announced that he and 45 other attorneys general have indicated they plan to move forward with an agreement in principle with 8 opioid manufacturers that could secure approximately $720 million nationwide for their alleged role in fueling the opioid crisis. Wisconsin would receive up to $12 million under the proposed settlements. The settlements have not been finalized, and the next step in the process is to sign on for local governments across the country. The latest results from performances at the 2025 National High School Rodeo Finals in Rock Springs, Wyoming are in. We're keeping an eye on the results of entrants who competed at the state finals held last month in Richland Center and earned the right to move on to nationals. In the Thursday morning performances in barrel racing, Kenzie Mason of Scandia, Minnesota placed 21st with a time of 21.64. In girls cutting, Callie Parrish of Lavelle placed 12th with a score of 194. In steer wrestling, Braden Carlson of Medford placed 7th with a time of 7.71. In the Thursday evening performances in the girls' cutting, Carly Guckenberger of Marshfield finished in a three-way tie for 5th with a score of 207. In pole bending, Kaylin Olendick of Camp Douglas placed 27th with a time of 31.034. In reined cow horse, Raylan Johnson of Broadhead placed 21st with a score of 256. And in steer wrestling, Braden Scaife of Lancaster placed 2nd with a time of 5.38. Friday morning performances, goat tying, Callie Parrish placed 14th with a time of 8.25. In pole bending, Raylan Johnson placed 18th with a time of 24.938. In saddle bronc, Trip Kite of Oxford placed 3rd with a score of 76. In tie down roping, Nathan Van Ert of Wisconsin Rapids finished 5th with a time of 12.32. The National High School Rodeo Finals concludes today. And the annual Casanova celebration continues today and tomorrow at Casanova Memorial Park. Today's events include a pancake breakfast at 7:30. At 8 o'clock, the Tracy O. Jennings Memorial Scholarship 5K Run 1 Mile Walk and a free kids fishing contest will be held. Registration for both events gets underway today at 7:30. A 3-on-3 basketball tournament will be held at 8. The Casanova Legion 491 baseball games begin at 11. A Luck of the Draw Bags tournament starts at noon. The Hope It Floats raft race will be at 1:30, and Pasture Golf gets underway at 4. Tonight, High Mileage will perform at 8 o'clock, and fireworks will be shot off at dusk. Tomorrow, the parade will step off at 11 a.m., featuring this year's Grand Marshal. Jeffrey Even is Casanova's village president.
We've been trying to get Jim Dietloff to be our parade marshal. He's a prominent member of the Legion, a prominent member of the community. When you drive through Casanova and you see all the American flags on the telephone poles, that's Jim Dietloff doing that. He puts them up every year for Memorial Day, takes them down every year after Labor Day. If there's a tattered flag or one that's hung up, he's out there with his extension ladder and he's taking care of it. Pretty well anything at the Legion, Jim is your guy to talk to. Before the CAS celebration kind of transitioned to the committee that we have now, Jim was a major player in organizing and behind the scenes work, and just really a guy that doesn't want any credit, so he's really not going to enjoy what I'm saying right now, but really truly deserves it. Been trying for years to get him to be the parade marshal, and he has always turned us down. The compromise this year is that the American Legion will be the parade marshal.
Casanova Village President Jeffrey Even. Following the parade will be the Casanova German Band, a car and camper show, and a chicken or smoked pork dinner. Kinchy pedal pole and bossy bingo at 1 p.m. Also tomorrow, Home Talent League Baseball, as Casanova will host the Mazamini Mustangs. There'll be a raffle at 2. All weekend, there will be food and refreshments, free bounce houses, and a scavenger hunt at the Casanova celebration today and tomorrow at Casanova Memorial Park. As always, please remember, no carry-ins. All profits will benefit the Casanova Memorial Park. For more information about the celebration this weekend, you can head over to Facebook and search Casanova Celebration.
Zap-da.
Attention shoppers! Save 20 to 50% on shoes and clothing, including top name brands at Mr. G's in Richland Center. Join the fun with great bargains both outside and in store at Mr. G's Sidewalk Sale in the Richland Square today through Sunday. Mr. G's is open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m., Saturday, 9 to 4, and Sunday, 10 to 3. Don't miss out!
Mr. G's!
Time right now for your updated weekend forecast for Southwest Wisconsin from WRCO-FM meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Cloudy and humid today, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the morning. Peaks of sun, isolated showers again in the afternoon with a high right around 80. For tonight, partly cloudy will drop down to 62. Sunday, partly sunny with a small chance of showers far south with a high of 79. Sunday night, partly cloudy, 58. Monday, partly cloudy and seasonal, a slight chance of a shower overnight, daytime high at 82. Variably cloudy and muggy again on Tuesday, spotty showers or storms possible, a high of 85. Wednesday, definitely the hottest day of the week, hot, humid, partly sunny, and a slight chance of showers with a high near 90. We pull back to 83 on Thursday.
Come visit the Akey School Museum Sundays, June through September, from 1 to 4 in the afternoon. See the history and all of the one-room school relics that are available for you. It's located midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60. Come visit us this summer.
The Brewers keep winning. We have Home Talent Baseball scores from last night and the Simon Shark Swim Team back in action coming up this midweek. This update is brought to you by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right. By the Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales, and insurance agents, and they offer interior design services. And by members of the Sports Boosters Club.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Good morning. With a look at sports on WRCO-FM, I'm Adam Hess. On Monday, July 21st, the Simon Sharks swim team will make their first trip in over a decade to Schulzburg and will return to Simon's Recreation Complex Wednesday for their last home meet of the season. At the home meet, the Sharks will be hosting their annual Baby Shark Race, where younger siblings of current swimmers get their chance to swim a race at Simon's Recreation Complex. Quinn Priester outpitched Tyler Glasnow in L.A. for six innings. Caleb Durbin homered and drove in both runs. And the Milwaukee Brewers beat the Los Angeles Dodgers last night 2-0 for their eighth straight win. The Brewers have now equaled their longest winning streak of the season, which was from May 25th through June 2nd. They continued their dominance over the NL West leaders, having outscored them 15-4 during a three-game sweep in Milwaukee a week ago. Priester allowed three hits and struck out a season-high 10 on just 77 pitches. He struck out the side in the first and the fifth. All-star closer Trevor Megill worked the ninth for his 22nd save. Other big league finals as teams come back from the All-Star break. The Cubs beat Boston 4-1. The Chi Sox down Pittsburgh 10-1. LA 6, Philly 5. It was a win for Cleveland over the Athletics 8-6. Toronto shut out San Fran 4-0. It took 10 innings. Miami to get by Kansas City 8-7. Atlanta down the Yankees 7-3. Tampa Bay beat up Baltimore 11-1. Texas shut out Detroit 2-0. Colorado 2 better than Minnesota 6-4. Seattle over Houston 6-1. And Arizona down St. Louis 7-3. Hometown baseball action from last night. It was Cazenovia over Dodgeville 7-2. Monona down Sun Prairie 1-0. And Reedsburg beat up Black Earth 13-4.
Driftless Area Group is truly a special company. Why? Not only do we house four completely unique businesses under one roof, but we also have unparalleled customer service, rates, and knowledge of the industry. Real estate, land surveying, insurance, and interior design is what we specialize in, and it is what we have been passionate about since day one. This is truly what makes us special. Give Driftless Area Group a call at 647-9050 or stop by our office located at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Caitlin Clark bounced a ball, joined a team huddle, and gave one of her all-star teammates shots a playful thumbs down before gingerly lobbing her own half-court heave on Friday. It may be the most demanding action anyone sees out of Clark this weekend in Indianapolis. Nobody envisioned the Indiana Fever's biggest star missing the All-Star festivities with yet another injury. But even as Clark sits this one out, she remains the center of attention. From the 30-story, larger-than-life image covering Indianapolis's JW Marriott Hotel to the wraps around the city maze and skywalks, Clark seems every bit as in demand, maybe even more, than any other All-Star. Scottie Scheffler was on a roll no matter the weather in the British Open at Portrush, Northern Ireland. He made birdie on two of his last three holes. He finished with a 64. That gives him a one-shot lead over former U.S. Open champion Matt Fitzpatrick. Scheffler is going for the third leg of his career Grand Slam at Royal Portrush. He won the PGA Championship in May and is a two-time Masters champion. Fitzpatrick shot a 66 and feels all the pressure is on Scheffler. Rory McIlroy lost a lot of ground with a 69. That leaves him seven shots off the lead. The Los Angeles Clippers have signed Bradley Beal after the Phoenix Suns bought out his contract. Beal is a 32-year-old three-time All-Star. He played 53 games for the Suns a season ago, averaging 17 points, 3.7 assists, and 3.3 rebounds. He shot 50% from the field and 39% from three-point range. Clippers coach Tyronn Lue praised Beal's versatility, calling him a rare talent who excels in scoring, playmaking, and improving his teammates. Beal brings 13 years of NBA experience to the Clippers, adding depth and skill to their roster.
Shohei Ohtani has co-written a children's book featuring his dog, Decoy. The Los Angeles Dodgers star shared the news Thursday on Instagram, posting a photo of Decoy and the book titled Decoy Saves Opening Day. The story follows Decoy as he scrambles to retrieve his lucky baseball before throwing the first pitch on opening day. The book is illustrated by Fanny Liam and it will be released on February the 3rd by HarperCollins. Ohtani hopes that Decoy's fame will raise awareness about his dog breed, which he has promoted through events like First Pitch and a victory parade. And Ichiro Suzuki has long cherished baseball history, and he has visited Cooperstown in New York several times. Now it's his turn to be enshrined in the Hall of Fame. His time to make a speech about a brilliant baseball career that took him from Japan to the big leagues in America and far beyond. The former Seattle Mariners star will be side-by-side Billy Wagner and former Brewer C.C. Sabathia for the July 27th induction ceremony in Cooperstown. That's a look at sports on WRCO-FM. I'm Adam Hess.
Count on Century 21 Complete Service Realty. Experienced brokers and agents serving the area since 1979. They're your friends in real estate. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe is where local makes the difference. Stop by Christie's for delicious made-from-scratch bakery items and tasty lunch specials. And Cornerstone Service Richland Center, your source for quality auto and light truck repair with honest professional care every time.
100.9 WRCO.
Sweet potato pie and I shut my mouth. Gone, gone with the wind. There ain't nobody looking back again. Cotton on the roadside, cotton in the ditch. We all picked the cotton, but we never got rich. Daddy was a veteran, a Southern Democrat. They ought to get a rich man to vote like that. Singing song, song of the South. Sweet potato pie and I shut my mouth. Gone, gone with the wind. There ain't nobody looking back again. Somebody told us Wall Street fell, but we were so poor that we couldn't tell. Cotton was short and the weeds were tall, but Mr. Roosevelt are gonna save us all. Well, Mama got sick and Daddy got down. The county got the farm and they moved to town. Papa got a job with the TVA. He bought a washing machine and then a Chevrolet. Sing it. Song, song of the South. Sweet potato pie and I shut my mouth. Gone, gone with the wind. There ain't nobody looking back again. Play it.
Sunshine and Giggles believes children learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where kids can explore, grow, and thrive from 6 weeks to 12 years old. They're now enrolling at the Richland Center location. Call 649-5501 for more information. Sunshine and Giggles is also hiring a full-time team member, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Applicants must be 18 years old with a high school diploma. They'll even cover the cost of required technical education. Email your resume today, jenni@mwt.net.
When it comes to quality, Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel knows it's not just about delicious flavors. It starts with the beef. They raise their cattle with strict sustainable practices that prioritize animal welfare. These pasture-raised cows enjoy a natural lifestyle. Whether you're looking for steaks for the grill or ground beef for a hearty meal, you can trust Utter Brothers for quality beef that tastes as good as it feels. Shop local. Eat better. Visit Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel today and taste the difference that care makes. It's the final day of the Our Town celebration in Highland, and the biggest day yet. Come on down to Highland Village Park at 755 Main Street and make some memories. Today's action includes the 5th and 6th grade baseball tournament, the classic car show from 10 to 3, and the kids' carnival from 11 until 6. Just $15 for an all-day wristband, with the first 30 free thanks to H&S Fencing of Highland. There's even more. A pickleball tournament at 10, volleyball at 9, and the beanbag tournament at 11. All with 100% payback. At 2 o'clock, it's bingo time, followed by the always popular chicken barbecue dinner at 5, served rain or shine. Then Doc's Ultimate Entertainment brings the music with DJ karaoke from 7 until 11. And don't miss a spectacular fireworks display at dusk from the Platte River Displays. It's all happening today at Our Town Celebration in Highland. Find details on Facebook at Our Town Highland, Wisconsin, and bring the whole family for one unforgettable day.
Auction specialist Mineral Point LLC invites you to a huge estate auction for the David Anderson Estate, Saturday, July 19th at 9 a.m., located at 3027 Sandhill Road, Boscobel, Wisconsin, just 5 miles north of Fenimore or 5 miles south of Boscobel on Highway 61, then east on County T. Watch for the signs. This massive sale includes a classic AC D17 tractor, manure spreader, corn sheller, trailers, and more, Cub Cadet Zero Turn Mower, yard push mowers and chainsaws, shop equipment, fencing supplies, antiques, toys, household goods, and over 20 long guns and rifles, plus collectible toys, sandbox items, oak furniture, tools, signs, and more. Lunch and restrooms on site. Come prepared to spend the day. For a full listing, visit auction specialist mineralpoint.com or call today. That's this Saturday, July 19th at 9 a.m. You don't want to miss it.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Well, if you think you're hearing some rumbles of thunder, you are. Some lightning and light rain as well. 4 hundredths of rain. That's in the old Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service rain gauge. Well, the weather forecast after 7.
Got a lot of nerve, don't you, baby? Crazy, like I'm the only one. Why'd you throw them stones at you? Had a wild hair of your own too. Living in your big glass house with the view. I thought you knew I had some help. It ain't like I can make this kind of mess all by myself. I had some help. It ain't like I can make.
2024, Post Malone and Morgan Wallen, and I Had Some Help. We're about 4 minutes away from the top of the hour. We'll have an ABC Newsroom update. We'll check in with Tony Schumacher's forecast. Light rain falling, 400s. Not only are we running against the wind, but a little rain and thunder.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Janie was lovely, she was a queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio playing low, and the secrets that we share, mountains that we move, caught like a wildfire out of control, till there was nothing left to burn and nothing left to prove. I lost my way. There were oh so many roads. I was living to run and running to live. Never worried about pain or even how much I owe.
Listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. ABC News on WRCO FM is sponsored by Utter Brothers Creamery. Lots of options, hand-dipped and soft-serve ice cream, and a full menu of food as well. And by Pratt's Funeral and Cremation Service. Pratt Funeral Home has been serving Wisconsin area families for years. They're honored to be a part of the rich history of this community and plan to be a part of it for many years to come.
Get ready for a flavor explosion at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. From crispy cheese curds to juicy cheeseburgers, every bite is a delight. You won't want to miss the hot ham and cheese or the classic BLT. Feeling adventurous? Grab some corn dog nuggets or mini tacos for a fun twist. And for those who love a crunch, don't forget about the crispy chicken sandwich and onion rings. Utter Brothers Creamery has something for everyone. Call 608-391-3120 to learn more and come on in for a tasty